10 years ago this week, a commercial radio brand name was retired after 14 years.
RealRadio.co.uk, on DAB Digital Radio, and across the Northwest on 105.4 FM.
Farewell, Century. Hello, Real Radio. It's now all heart. And in a sense, that was always going to be the case. Zoe Ball is now settling in on Radio 2 Breakfast, but this week, 19 years ago, she hung up her Radio 1 jacket for the very last time.
For the next 2.5 hours, this is the last ever Zoe Ball Breakfast Show.
Well, here it is, folks. This is the last 5 minutes of the show. I can tell how gutted you are. Thank you, Emma B. And I'd just like to say thank you to everyone who's listened. Thank you to everyone who's come on the show, all the great bands who performed. I wish Coxie all the best. It is the best job to have, and I know she's going to be brilliant.
Zoe Ball's final breakfast show on Radio 1 this week in the year 2000. All through our radio career, we're sent memos about what to do when someone important dies. And all through our career, when we need those notes, we've no idea where they are. As Independent Radio News found out this week, 17 years ago.
It's six o'clock. This is Independent Radio News. Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, has died. An announcement was made by Buckingham Palace a short while ago. Peter Russell reports on the life of Her Majesty.
When the Queen Mother was born, Victoria was on the throne.
Independent Radio News this week in 2002, and they later said that that announcement wasn't their finest hour. What happened was the obit alarm should have been fired 8 minutes before the 6 o'clock bulletin, and commercial radio would have carried that announcement promptly, but they pressed the wrong button. Another news issue 2 years ago, this time for the BBC.
And we have just heard that the much-loved Radio 2 broadcaster Brian Matthew has died. He was 88. Brian Matthew was a pioneer of pop on BBC Radio in the 1950s and was still broadcasting regularly on Radio 2 until February. Radio 2 has issued a statement regarding one of its most popular presenters, Brian Matthew, saying that he is not dead, as was reported at lunchtime, but he is ill in hospital.
Goodness. And in commercial radio this week in 96, the service called Network News from the Chiltern Radio Network ended after 5 years. This week in 1970 saw the introduction of changes at the BBC and lots of new programmes on Radio 4, including PM and The World Tonight and Start the Week and the topical sketch show Weekending.
Well, Margaret, old girl, this is what I call being out in the cold. Are we going in or aren't we?
Dennis, you know my feelings on the single European currency.
Indoors.
Please, Dennis, I'm soaking up the atmosphere.
Not to mention the sleet, the fog.
Oh, do stop being such a moaning mini, Dennis. You never complained when we used to visit Chequers.
That was when you were PM and we had a key.
Weekending. Ah, the changes in 1970 were structural at the BBC, flowing from the report Broadcasting in the 70s.
Radio's new shape in the 70s. If the BBC's plans go through after public discussion, the four national networks will be still more distinct. Radio 1, strictly pop. Radio 2, carrying light music from Sinatra to Lehar. Radio 3, perhaps only on VHF, with more classical music. And Radio 4, with mostly talk. And there are the prospects of an educational channel. This would need government help. And 40 local stations that could reach 9 out of 10 people in England. A plan has been put to the Postmaster General.
And what had the Director of Radio got to say about that local plan, Frank Gillard?
There's not the slightest doubt that people are interested and deeply interested in local affairs. If that were not the case, you wouldn't have the healthy local newspaper distribution that you have in this country. If there's room in the whole spectrum of newspaper journalism for the local paper, there certainly is room in the whole span of broadcasting for the local radio station. We have tried it out. We've been glad to have the opportunity in 8 centres, and the returns there do certainly show very considerable backing for our belief that this is an added amenity. I don't claim that it's a great entertainment service, because we consider that entertainment, especially if you're thinking of popular music, is a network job.
What's wrong with the music?
There's nothing local about a gramophone record.
All right. Last year, Manchester's Key 103 became Hits Radio. Before being Key, of course, it was called Piccadilly Radio, but even that name had its problems.
I can remember very clearly there being a debate at the time as to the appropriateness of Piccadilly, and again, the IBA stuck their noses in, you know, unbelievably, looking back, the idea that they could actually tell you whether you could call it Piccadilly or not. And they eventually, after great humming and hawing, decided that it would be acceptable to call it Piccadilly. But also, the question of doubt was whether it really was Manchester or whether it was London. You know, anybody based in London, as the IBA was, would have thought, well, it was a London name, you know. But anybody's in Manchester, they're probably scarcely aware that there is a Piccadilly in London. Their Piccadilly is Piccadilly Gardens and Piccadilly running up to the railway station in Manchester.
Piccadilly launching in Manchester this week in 1974. Now, one day, Radio 4 will come off long wave. It's got to, hasn't it? But they did try it this week, 26 years ago.
About 300 Radio 4 listeners have taken part in a march to protest against BBC plans to stop broadcasting the service on long wave and replace it with a continuous news network. Under the BBC's proposals, Radio 4 would continue to be broadcast on FM, which some listeners find difficult to receive. The demonstrators marched from Hyde Park to Broadcasting House, where they handed in balloons carrying the message, "Save Radio 4 Long Wave."
Long Wave!
Radio 4!
Long Wave!
Memories of Radio 4 listeners in protest this week in 1993. So with Chris Tarrant presenting his final breakfast show on Capital 15 years ago.
A chocolate Errol Brown, my old mate, the singing Maltese at Capital Friday morning.
Pick of the week, first broadcast on the home service 60 years ago, still going.
Hello again.
Simon Bates taking over the Radio 1 Top 20 31 years ago.
Hi, it's the Top 20, as compiled for the BBC by the British Market Research Bureau.
Sean Keaverty's first six music breakfast show 12 years ago.
What a life.
Pirate FM launching in Cornwall 27 years ago.
From the Tamar's bridges down to Land's End, there's a place of sea and sun. Mining history, Merlin's wizardry, and surfers having fun.
What was BBC Wiltshire Sound launching 30 years ago?
In this hour of the programme, Wiltshire's Fire Brigade is trying to recruit housewives to become firefighters.
Extra, beginning on the AM frequencies of BRNB and Mercia 30 years ago.
8 o'clock on Tuesday, the 4th of April, 1989. I'm Les Ross.
County Sound launching 36 years ago.
And you now have your own independent local radio station.
Terry Wogan moving from Radio 1 to start breakfast on Radio 2 47 years ago.
Good day to you. Of course, when I say good, I'm speaking metamorphically.
And the death of Kenny Everett, 24 years ago.
Oh, now here's some news about the new BBC channel called
247 on your radio. Music on the wireless wherever you go.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.